Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 170 on June 11, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Denison Mines Corporation, Workhorse Group Incorporated, and Rocket Companies, Inc. And we discuss three new trades on Senseonics Holdings, Cleveland Cliffs, Inc., and the Van Eck Gold Miners ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this is the ninth week in a row of week-over-week changes hovering around or slightly less than 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 276 points, closing the week at 34,479 points. The S&P 500 index gained 17 points, finishing the week at 4,247 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is why every investor should know about options. And I kind of hinted to that on last week's show. Now, I'm going to take a moment and play cheerleader. Ultimately, the case for knowing and understanding options is a very simple one. And I will make this case to my audience, realizing that this may be actually preaching to the choir. Still, there are likely some listeners who have not fully bought into the idea of using options in their portfolios yet. So, trading stock and bonds are just part of the equation. If trading derivatives were truly so dangerous, why do so many Wall Street firms make billions of dollars doing it? So let's get into my main three reasons why every investor should know about options. First off, options are a great tool for hedging risk. Now, most people simply own stock, and when prices go up, they're happy, and when prices go down, they're sad. Their portfolios, their 401ks, their kids' college funds swing based on market conditions because they don't have any means to offset the risk of their positions. The investor that understands how to use options can create positions that mute the risk of market crashes. They can actually maintain a certain amount of portfolio insurance to give them the comfort they need about their stock holdings. Now, the second topic or reason people should know about options is leverage. Investors that understand options can benefit from controlled leverage. And this means that these investors can actually create leveraged positions with limited risk. Now, these two things don't normally go together. Options are leveraged positions by design because each option represents 100 shares of stock. Now, most investors think of trading on margin when it comes to using leverage. And the problem with that is the risk of loss increases and could wipe out their entire position. Option traders can create leveraged positions that lead to profit and controlled risk. We see it every week. Each week on the show, we discuss spread trades. And each of these trades is actually a leveraged trade that requires very little capital and has a controlled, defined amount of risk. And then the final reason I'll cover on this topic is specialized risk positions. Now, there are risk scenarios that can be created with options that are simply not possible with stock trading. Let's say that you own a significant amount of employee stock at your company. To sell that stock requires filing forms with HR, and that possibly can end up getting you having, like, you might end up dealing with some internal backlash because you want to sell the stock. And you can't short the stock in another account because of conflict of interest it would create since you're an employee. So you might want to minimize your exposure to the company during a market downturn. What should you do? Well, there are a number of things you can do. One of those things is you could buy long-dated put options that would provide the protection you need against your company's stock that you can't sell. And these can be expensive, so maybe you decide to sell some of the shorter-term puts each month to finance the position. You can actually create a scenario where your insurance itself ends up being free because as the market's going higher, the puts you're selling in shorter term are expiring worthless, and that's just repaying you for the amount of money you paid for that longer term put option that's providing you the insurance. I mean, there are a few more, actually there are a lot more scenarios that I could use to show you how you can create kind of specialized positions, specialized risk positions with options. And the beauty of it is understanding options can allow you to do this and be able to manage any portfolio risk you have. So these are just three reasons that I have right off the top of my mind. It's, you know, being able to hedge downside risk, sort of the portfolio insurance scenario, being able to benefit from leverage and still have it be a limited risk. And then of course, being able to create specialized risk positions. And that just comes from understanding a handful of option things. Options truly open up the full investment kind of possibilities and will allow investors to be able to have a better shot at growing their portfolios and keeping that profit in there. So that's it for the topic of the week. And I mean, you guys got to figure I've been trading options for so long that of course I'm a bit of a cheerleader, and I'm actually shocked at how many people, even professionals who sit at professional trading houses and investment banks, don't fully understand options. So those of you on this call that do understand options, just know that you have specialized knowledge, and I hope you're out there using it because there's some great scenarios in the market. So that being said, let's get into last week's trade review. So we'll start off with our covered call. We looked at Denison Mines Corporation, symbol D as in Delta, N as in November, N as in November. At the time, the stock was trading for $1.37 per share. We looked at buying stock and selling that June 1.5 call at 15 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 20.44% in 2 weeks, because these are June positions that expire on June the 18th. Now, Denison Mine stock gained 4 cents, closing the week at $1.41 per share. The option we sold lost 5 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 9 cents on the week. That's a roughly 7.5% return on the week if you close the position out right now. Now, while I'm not sure if stock will finish above $1.50 per share, it is at least moving in the right direction. Now, the option we sold has 5 days until expiration, and if it expires in the money, fantastic. We get to lock in our 20.44% return on our capital in 2 weeks. If the stock finishes for less than $1.50, like right now, $1.41, we'll let the option expire worthless. We get to keep our 15 cents that we collected when we sold it, and I would look to sell another $1.50 strike, what do you call it, option that expires in July. That would add right now another 15 cents of profit to the trade and increase our overall return on this trade. So not bad for a trade that hardly required any capital at all. And of course, there are no adjustments needed at this point on the trade. Our second trade was a credit spread. We looked at Workhorse Group, Inc., symbol W as in whiskey, K as in kilo, H as in hotel, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.05 per share. We looked at selling the June 12, 11.5 put spread at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents per spread. Now, Workhorse Group gained $2.48 this week, closing on Friday at $15.53 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is even more out-of-the-money now. And if you were to buy the stock back, if you were to buy the spread back, rather, you would lock in a gain of 9 cents per spread, and that's nearly half of your maximum gain of 20 cents per spread. Now, of course, we know, given how far out of the money the spread is, there isn't a whole lot of reason to buy that spread back right now. If stock remains in this range, the options will expire worthless in 5 trading days, And that means that this trade worked out too, and no adjustments are needed. Because when we sell these spreads, we want stock to go in the opposite direction so that the spreads just expire worthless. And that's exactly what appears to be happening right now in Workhorse. And then our final trade from last week was our debit spread on Rocket Companies, Inc., symbol R as in Romeo, K as in Kilo, and T as in Tango. Romeo, Kilo, Tango, RKT. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.77 per share. I looked at buying the June 19 half call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that's a 61.29% return in 2 weeks of risk. So Rocket Company's stock actually rose 90 cents per share this week, ending the week at $20.67 per share. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is even more in the money now, and though the spread isn't pricing to show the full gain as of the close on Friday, the spread's mark-to-market value on Monday should reflect the increased likelihood of finishing fully in the money, which would be 50 cents per spread. So at these prices, the spread is even more likely to finish in the money because the stock is strongly in the money. And that will allow us, or will allow us if it expires in the money, allow us to capture a 61% return on capital for a 2 week long trade. I mean, that's just crazy. No adjustments needed on this trade either. And what's funny is, like, these kind of returns, like, you would normally expect it to be some risky meme stock, right? And really it's not. It's just doing math on simple trades that are available in the market. I literally put on three additional trades today as I was preparing for this week's show and looking for those trades too. So there are trades available in the market if you understand options. No shortage of opportunity, which is fantastic. So let's move on to this week's trades. Of course, this upcoming trading week that ends on Friday, June the 18th, this is the last week of trading for any June positions. So Friday, June the 18th is options expiration for June. All of the new trades this week will use the July 16th options expiration for monthly options. So we'll start off with our covered call. I'm looking at Senseonics Holdings, Inc., symbol S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, N as in November, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $4.01 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the July 4.5 call at 80 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 32.17% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $4.01, and selling the July 4.5 call at 80 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $4.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $3.21 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $401 and you would collect $80 for selling the option. And what I love about doing these covered calls on such low-priced stock is that, so the risk in a covered call is all in having the stock go lower. So the truth of the matter is, on this trade, you're collecting $80 up front, right? Because you're going to sell that option, and you're paying $401. That just means you have $321 into this trade. The most you can lose is $321, right? But you have the possibility, if this thing expires in the money, of making 32% return on your money. I mean, that's just crazy. Anyway, I get excited about stuff like that. I don't know if you guys do, but you listen to me on the show, so I imagine you do. I was explaining to one of my nephews who wanted a silly return on his money. I said most people are happy. Most people are ecstatic when they get 20% return on their portfolios year over year, right? And here you can look, and it's not just this trade. There are a lot of trades out there, if you know what to look for, where you can literally get just 32% return on your capital, 20%. You know, we show these trades week after week. So for those of you who don't know how to put these together, email me. I'd love to be able to kind of create a class. I've got a program, but maybe we'll create a special class, show you guys how we do all of this. So maybe a webinar or something coming up. Anyway, credit spread. The credit spread for this week, I'm looking at a company I've traded before. It's Cleveland Cliffs Inc. Symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, F as in Foxtrot. Stock ended the week at $24.44 per share. I'm looking at selling the July 23-22 put spread at 38 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the July 23 put at $1.51 and concurrently buying the July 22 put for $1.13. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $23 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $22.62 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $38 per spread that you sell and have $62 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread. This is another company or another ETF I've looked at before. It's the VanEck Gold Miners ETF. Symbol G is in golf, D is in delta, X is in x-ray. Stock ended the week at $38.28 per share. I'm looking at buying the July 37-38 call spread for 64 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 36 cents, or that's a 56.35% return on capital in 5 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the July 37 call for $2.06 and concurrently selling the July 38 call at $1.42. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $38 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $37.64 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $64 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $36 per spread. So thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Each week, it's amazing. Thank you for sharing the show with other friends and family who trade options. Definitely growing the show. I'm actually thinking about making some t-shirts too. If that's something you'd like, maybe I'll have a contest and share those with my audience. So many of you have been listening to me since the beginning, which is amazing. Thank you for the emails. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Thank you also for those of you who have actually subscribed on YouTube. You guys are awesome. Have a wonderful week. And as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.